The tradition that has come down to us is that the public life of Jesus, his public ministry, was a period of about 3 years. And then after his resurrection, we have in St. Luke's Gospel that it was a period of 40 days before he ascended into heaven. If you stop and think about that a moment, that's a very, very short time. You know, this Jesus was the one that the Jews had waited for centuries. He was the one, that was to be the fulfillment of all their hopes, all their prophecies. And then he was to be the one that after his death and resurrection would be proclaimed to all the nations as their light and their hope and their salvation. And yet, one who was to be the focal point of all history spends less than 4 years here on this earth. That is a very, very insignificant amount of time. That helps us look then at the role and the importance of the Holy Spirit. Because what Jesus did had to be carried on by a power that was greater than human power. And that is precisely what has happened and what continues to happen. Think about those first apostles. Frightened men, very short in comprehension of what Jesus taught and what his ministry was about, suddenly transformed by the gift of the Holy Spirit to be bold proclaimers of his name, to go out and evangelize the whole world. From what we know, 11 of the 12 gave their lives for the name of Jesus. And many other early Christians did the same. Many of those first believers became martyrs because of their faith in Christ Jesus our Savior. But it was not only then that that happened. It continues today. Today we continue to have people, men and women, who dedicate their lives to proclaiming Christ Jesus to the world. We continue to have people who give their lives, are martyred for the sake of Christ Jesus. If we need any sign of the working of the Holy Spirit, it is precisely that. That this Jesus who was with us such a short time has continued to be the power and the name that has transformed the world and continues to transform the world. We see it right here among us. We see people who dedicate their lives to proclaiming the gospel. We see people who give much of their free time so that they can bring Christ to others. We see people dedicated to the name of Christ Jesus. All of that is a sign of the working of the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit among us, the Spirit that Jesus promised in that passage we heard in the gospel reading today. But there is more than that. Right at the beginning of this passage, Jesus says, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." The Spirit is just not something outside of us. The Spirit has been given to us to dwell within us, to give us the very life of the Father and the Son, if we are open to it, or as Jesus says, if we keep his word. If we obey his word, if we try to live lives of love and lives of service, that Spirit dwells within us. And that is the greatest gift. We have the Spirit of the living God dwelling within us, continuing to draw us into ever greater union with Christ Jesus our Savior. And that is really what our prayer is all about. That is what our reading of Scripture is about. That is what our reception of sacraments is about. To draw ourselves ever closer to the Lord who dwells in our hearts. We are a people who have been empowered by the gift of the Holy Spirit. At times, perhaps, we need to become more aware of that Spirit. We need to open our lives up more fully to the power of that Spirit. Because it is the Spirit of the living God that dwells in us that has the power to remake this earth, to renew this earth, to form that earth, that heavenly city that is spoken of in the second reading.